Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, April 18th. Tesla is going to extend the expiration of its free supercharging miles distributed through referral programs during the coronavirus pandemic. A year ago, Tesla started giving 1,000 miles of free supercharging to both the owner giving the referral and the new car buyer. Later, the company gave people 6 months to use the miles after they were added. Since a lot of people are stuck at home and can't use them, CEO Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla will extend the period during which owners can redeem their miles. Elon Musk has also revealed one of the bigger changes coming to the Cybertruck production version compared to the prototype that we already saw. On Twitter yesterday, Musk was asked what is the biggest change to the Cybertruck compared to the prototype, and he responded that Tesla is going to reduce the size by about 3% and make the center line more level and lower the window's sill height. The news comes as Musk revealed that he is reviewing the overall system for the Cybertruck with Tesla's vehicle engineering team next week. Tesla and Neoen, the owner of the Tesla PowerPack farm in Australia that has been described as the world's biggest battery, have completed a massive expansion of the system. The existing 129 megawatt-hour Tesla PowerPack is called the Hornsdale Battery and is owned by the French energy company Neoen that operates the adjacent wind farm. The expansion will now total 193 megawatt-hours. Tesla's acquisition of a machine-learning startup called DeepScale is starting to pay off, with the team hired through the acquisition starting to deliver new IP for the automaker. DeepScale is a Bay Area startup that focuses on deep neural network for self-driving vehicles. A patent application from the company has just been unearthed and called the Systems and Method for Training Machine Models with Augmented Data, and it was published just on Thursday. The system they are trying to patent is related to training a neural net using data from several different sensors observing scenes, such as 8 cameras on Tesla's autopilot sensor array. Elon Musk announced that Tesla is working on an updated dynamic suspension for the Cybertruck electric pickup. Via Twitter, Musk wrote, quote, "We're working on increasing dynamic air suspension travel for better off-roading. Needs to kick butt in Baja." He is referencing the Baja 1000, which is a Mexican off-road motorsport race held each year on the Baja California Peninsula. A German YouTuber got his hands on a VIN for the upcoming Volkswagen ID.3 electric car and used it to access the online manual. And none of the features are completely novel, although depending on the trim level and packages, they would be impressive if offered near the base price of about $33,000. State of charge indicator while charging, the ability to set the charging limit to anywhere between 50 and 100%, a video mode using the infotainment display, typical EV driving modes of eco, comfort, sport, and individual, auto lane changing, and adaptive cruise control, with a bunch of other features. The Porsche Taycan 4S electric car officially arrives at U.S. dealerships. The Taycan 4S is only slightly less potent than the turbo models. The 4S reaches 60 miles an hour in 3.8 seconds, compared to the Turbo's 3 seconds, and the Turbo S's 2.6. Now, while the front motor is the same between the models, the key difference in the 4S is that it has a less powerful rear electric motor. Now, keep in mind that the Turbo and the Turbo S cost about $150,000 and $180,000, respectively, and the proletarian version of the 4S being delivered is a relative bargain at a mere $105,000. Karma Automotive, formerly known as Fisker, announced its plan for its first all-electric vehicle, a new version of the Revro sedan, with up to 400 miles of range, and it's scheduled for 2021. Although the company is best known for using a plug-in hybrid powertrain, this new Revro GTE is going to be offered in 3 different configurations, up to 400 miles of range. 0 to 60 mile per hour acceleration in less than 3.9 seconds, electronic torque vectoring, and a DC 150 kilowatt hour fast charging. Additional details on the hyper range version of the vehicle will be available at a later date, according to the company. The finding of a new poll of 1,000 Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC owners found a negative view of General Motors' stance on emission rules, regardless of party affiliation. The key findings include GM's failure to support strong vehicle pollution standards resulted in the company's favorability falling from 93% to 44%. And 82% of Republicans and 93% of Democrats who own GM vehicles think that GM should support stronger pollution standards designed to help the environment and improve gas mileage. and in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, Longview Power Plant in the heart of the Appalachian coal country near Morgantown, West Virginia, has just declared bankruptcy, according to the Institute for Economic and Financial Analysis. Now, this is actually the second time in 10 years that it has happened here. The Environmental Protection Agency announced that it is not appropriate and necessary to regulate emissions of mercury and other hazardous air pollutants from coal and oil-fired power plants. Now, if that ruling were to survive the legal challenges that will most definitely follow, it will result in devastating health impacts in the United States, particularly for at-risk groups. The U.S. federal judge canceled a key permit on Wednesday for the Keystone XL oil pipeline that's expected to stretch from Canada to Nebraska. It's another setback for the controversial project, as the ruling could block construction through hundreds of water crossings along the Keystone pipeline route. After South Korea's ruling Democratic Party won an absolute majority in its parliamentary elections on Wednesday, the country is now set to implement a plan to become carbon neutral by 2050 and end coal financing. Scientists from Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University have published a paper that asserts that there was a dramatic melting of Greenland's ice sheet in the summer of 2019 due to a persistent zone of high pressure over the area. Patio Solar, a Budapest-based company, not only creates a solar panel that can be embedded in your pavement, but the Patio Solar pavement is also made of recycled plastic materials, and they are strong enough that you can park a car on top of them. And as a bonus, they look pretty cool. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Electra Cafe Moto Go. The Cafe Racer-styled bike features a Bosch Performance Speed motor, high-end componentry, and a laid-back style. The bike was found to be quite a relaxing ride, which is in contrast to the fast and exciting motorcycle motif that the bike is styled after. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.